Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in on this evening. Seems like it's the last Monday of the month of July. We are here with you on July the 30th, 2018, bringing you the ministries of Iron Sharpening Iron through Smile 3E, which is brought to you by Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, which allows myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, to be the host, to bring forth the word on tonight through different speakers that we have. So again, I would like to say thank you for joining in. We are here every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So on tonight, we have a speaker which you probably have heard her speak different times. Like basically on Sundays, she would speak. So if you all need this time to get your Bibles out, and if you need this time to hit your family and friends up on Facebook, on web, on via web or however, you know, for Blog Talk, let them know to call in at 310-861-2354 so that they can hear the word of God, where sometime we are letting you all know about personal blessings, experience that we have in life, where God has saw us through, God has seen us through, and God has brought us through or bringing us through, or that things that we know that God have done for others. So on tonight, I'm going to lead us off in prayer, and then I will present our speaker to you. Okay, are you all ready? Let's get ourselves shake off whatever the devil's trying to throw on us. Let's get ourselves in place to just take this time to acknowledge God. God, we thank you for another day. We thank you for all the things that we have been through today, God. We thank you for allowing us to wake up in our right mind. We thank you for giving us the ability to use our limbs, God. We thank you for giving us the ability to communicate with one another, most of all, God, to communicate with you. We thank you for allowing us to come before you to say, God, forgive me of every sin I've done, knowingly, willingly, and unknowingly. God, I thank you for blessing my family. I thank you for blessing my job. I thank you for blessing my house. I thank you for blessing my children. God, I thank you for even blessing my enemies, God. I thank you for them because they are on assigned destiny to push me into my destination. God, I thank you for covering Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Apostle Sandra Thomas. I thank you for covering every minister that's on Blog Talk, Smile 3, whether it's on Sunday morning, Monday night, Friday night. Whenever they get a chance to minister, God, they bring forth your word where somebody does not leave the way they tuned in. God, we just thank you for what all you're doing in America. We thank you that you're bringing America back to you. We thank you that they're starting to see what the devil has planned for evil. God, you're using it for your good. God, we just thank you for being God and nobody else. Thank you for doing what only you can do, God. We thank you for everything. God, I mean everything, every little thing, every big thing. We just thank you for things that you have done, you're going to do, and that you have already done. I have to say that again because we have to just go back and say, God, I thank you for yesteryear because I haven't even got to today or yesterday. I have to thank you for yesteryear. And if you all could just touch and agree with me on that prayer right now, we would like to say amen, and it is so. So I'm going to see if Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser is on the line with us, that she will be opening up the lines when time is needed. Apostle-elect, are you on the line?
The lines are already open.
Thank you so much, ma'am. So tonight, our speaker will be none other than our very own Minister Sheila Kaiser. We're going to pray and thank God and let God use her and let her be used by God and just let her know, just let God do what only he could do. Let him word your mouth and let us hear what God has put in your heart to say to us. Minister Sheila, are you on the line tonight?
Yes, I am. I am here, and I want to say thank you for the introduction. Thank you for that prayer. And I'm just going to ask everyone to pray with me as I'm going to say a prayer. But first, I want us all to just sit back, relax, raise your hands, look up to the heavens, and tell God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That should be the first words out of your mouth in the morning. We're on and on throughout the day. We're thanking the Father for life that you have for another day, because so many don't have that chance to see another day. Father, I thank you for waking me up this morning. I thank you for all my sisters and my brothers in my bloodline and in my spiritual line. Lord, I thank you, because if it wasn't for you, I would not be here. I thank you for as the words that comes out of my mouth in the praise and the joy and the love and the happiness that I have upon you, who are the head of my life, that can rule my life and have my heart, my body, and my soul, because without you, I could not cherish the pleasure of life throughout you. I thank you for my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandsons, my brothers, my uncles, my aunts, my relatives, and everyone spiritually and non-spiritually. I want to thank you for Prophecy Sandra Thomas, who is a woman of God that is true to you like no other has been for a long time in life as I can remember. I also want to thank you for my sister in the bloodline and in my spiritual line, Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser. Excuse me, I apologize for that mistake. I want to thank you for my other sister in spiritual and in blood, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, who's blessing us with the spiritual love of knowing that you are the true, and to bless Prophet Antoine Thomas, that is a man of God with the spirit and the knowledge and the words that are from you and is through him, through his life. Bless Pastor Troy Thomas, because he is another man in spiritual love and life, words of wisdom and knowledge. Bless Dr. Serena Wright, a woman of God that knows the meaning of your word, knows how to say your word, and can preach, and we can learn forever from her. Bless Elder Kathy Kendall, who is a woman of God that knows how to talk to you, how to preach, and how to pass on the word. Bless Minister Brandon Kaiser, a true man of God that have known and have grown to love him for a while. And I ask you to bless me, for as I come to you tonight in just a word of doubt, a word of prayer, that I have come to put into my mind and heart and to ask all to listen and to pray along with me. Father, I look upon this world daily as I pass the streets, and I look upon the earth that you have blessed us to be on, and I ask, why do the people mistreat each other so drastically, so awful, just so much hatred, so much meanness, obsession in this world toward each other, and want to ask, why is this happening, when they're not paying attention to what they're doing? How can you figure the wrong, the unfairness, the mistreatment that you are doing to others that's not going to be done to you? Why do people forever come into others, and say, why is this happening to me? Have you thought why things happen to you? Because maybe you're not right with God. You are in the devil's trail. You was in his track. You was in his trade of mishap, just bringing on ugliness. You can't be beautiful and you're doing ugly. You can't have happiness when you're bringing on sadness. How can you expect the gold when you handing out nothing? You handing out spray painted goldness, passing it on. But you want the world to give to you the pure gold. You can't have pure gold and love and judgment and understanding when you're not giving it. I see so many people knowing they're wrong, brag about how they're doing wrong, but they can't accept the wrongness that is coming back upon them. I ask many people many times, why do you do that to that person and that person? But you can't accept or understand when others mistreat you. Why do so many people treat home, family, close ones, supposed to be, as they call, my loved one, like they're just okay? But they treat the outside like they're pure gold happiness and the love that they're getting to the outside, but they can't give it to home. I hope maybe if the way I'm saying this, you're understanding what I am saying. You can't do wrong to others, to you. How can I mistreat you, talk about you, you know, do things wrong to you, but I don't want you to do it unto me? I see the young kids these days, how they mistreat their families, their parents, the things that they say and do, but they want all to be given to them at no extent. If I want, little girl, I want my hair dead, mama don't do it, then you want to mistreat and talk wrong to your mom or mistreat your father. It's just so much wrongfulness is going on a little bit of everywhere that I'm praying and asking the Lord to remove this devil's trait, to remove this ugliness that has came into the world, all this mistreating, this wrongful doing, where it came down to, it's just so plainly these days that the color of your skin can hurt you or kill you just because of your race, your color. The ugliness that has come upon certain races, the minorities, that is just so unnatural, so unkind, but they can mistreat and do others of another race, nationality, or sex, but they can't accept it. It's just so much that needs to be prayed for. So many of us need to be praying for ourselves, for others, so that we can learn and understand this is not the way for life. This is not a peaceful, happy, loving life. You need to get down on your knees. You need to pray and act and pray and act and pray. Lord God, please help me to help myself so that I can learn how I should be helping others. It's just too much wrongfulness is falling in the hands of our young people, family against family, sisters against brothers, daughters against mothers, fathers, the sons. It's just the devil is making his way through this life. Pray more and pray more and pray and ask to help us to learn how to control it. Ask God to ask, how do I do what I need to do to make me stop doing the wrongness I'm doing? It's like prayer, when it left the schools, it downfounded. It just now fell. Misery. School is not safe. The church is not safe. You're not safe in your homes. You're not safe walking up and down the street. You're not safe in nothing. Long as the devil has these minds and controlling them. Fun. It's making them a bigger man or a bigger woman or masculine or macho or however they want to think is bringing them up. It's tearing us down that will later come on and tear them down. All I'm asking is that for all of us to pray more and to see how we can ask others to pray more. See how maybe we can pray with them, ask them to pray, even learn some how to pray that heaven had the surroundings, a no type of way of praying. I just winded it something off.
It didn't cut you off. Let me see why I'll cut off the music. We can still hear you.
Okay, I'm just needing help and asking for us to come together to ask others to pray and to control themselves when they know you're doing wrong. I tell, just because you did me wrong, I'm not looking forward or making plans or getting my ideas together to do you wrong. All I'm going to do is pray for you and pray more for myself to help me, to help you to do better. So maybe you can get yourself together and understand your wrongness was really unnecessary. Your wrongness should not have happened. And be asking to forgive not only to that person, but to God above for the wrongness that you did do, and to ask to help you to control and to help others, that all that is right need to be brought out, and to ask God to teach each and every one of us his way, which is the right way, which is really a better way. And that's all I have to say, and I just want to say thank you all, and I just pray as what I have said that you all understand what I was saying. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Minister Sheila Kaiser. That was really a blessing to hear. If people would just think about the way they treat others, or the way they think others should treat them. I'm going to ask anyone at this time, do they need to take a deep breath before they can say something, or would they like to speak to Minister Sheila at this time before I make my comments and let her know what I thought about her message further on tonight. The lines are open, so if you have anything to say, please speak up now.
I thank God for you, Minister Sheila. I thank God for what God gave you to talk to us about. I know when you speak on Sundays, you have some very good messages and scriptures and things that you share with the listeners on Sunday, and I want to thank you for transitioning that same message and that same fortitude and commitment to Monday nights and your willingness to come forth in what God gave you about having us think about what we do. Many times I've heard some of my family members say something just came to their mind and so they just did it. And they don't think about what they are doing. They don't think about the consequences of what they're doing. And sometimes it's because they think because they're young, whether they're preteens or teenagers or older. Some people blame it on them being older. But whatever the case may be, the accountability that we all will have to God is greater than anything we can either fathom in our mind. And I think, unfortunately, many people are counting on either God not being real or them having an opportunity in the 11th hour to repent. And they may have that opportunity, and it may be that many of us that have been saved for a year or years may get upset because that person that came in at the 11th hour, after treating people all types of ways and doing things that were crazy or deemed crazy, that they make it in. But there's a lot of people that aren't going to make it in, just like the rich man who thought he could talk to God and get another opportunity to go back and tell his brothers about everything that he had known, but he had ignored, and he got a chance to look over there and see the beggar who he had mistreated over there now in the bosom of God. And so a lot of people don't understand that only what you do for Christ is going to last. And that's not just a verse to say, but that is a verse to live by. One thing that I wanted to say today, I was, thinking about a lot of things, and, a few things had happened over the weekend, and various things have been going on here lately. And so I went to a meeting, and I felt that I was being handled or talked to in a inappropriate and unprofessional way, and I just God told me to hold my peace, and I just sat there and I listened. And then when everything was over, God let me know, when you leave out of their presence, call on the name above every name. And then all of a sudden, I thought I was just going to say Jesus one time, but I ended up saying Jesus, 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 Jesus. And I was walking down the hall, Jesus, 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 Jesus. I went in my office, Jesus, Jesus. I heard people laughing at me, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And I just kept singing his name. I wasn't just calling his name. I let the Lord minister through me, just through the name of Jesus. I'm going to tell you, the atmosphere changed in the office. It changed instantly. Because when the praises go up, not only do the blessings come down, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one and only living, truly living God, the name above all names, changed the atmosphere. And for the rest of the time I was there, I just kept singing to myself, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I didn't know what to do, so it was just Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I didn't know what to say. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I just decided to obey God. And I'm learning that when people mistreat you, mishandle you, whatever they do, if I think that I have the right to be right, that means I'm going to walk in pride. But if I humble myself and just give it to God, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Didn't know if it sound good to anybody, but I knew it sound good to God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I found when you don't know what to do, when you don't know what to say, somebody could have said, you know, you're at work. You know the government, they don't want you mixing work with this and that. Anyone that knows me can tell you they have never, ever, ever heard me just walking around saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But I'm here to tell you I sang what God told me to sing, and I didn't do it loud like I wanted to hit the whole world. I was singing it to myself. But obviously it was loud enough for other people to hear me. And I'll tell you, the person that was mishandling me handled me differently. And all I can say is it wasn't nobody but God. Tomorrow, what is it going to be? I don't know. But again, Jesus, 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 he is the answer. That's all I have.
Apostle Elect, I thank you so much for that. And I just want to know, is there anyone else that has any encouraging words to say to Minister Sheila Kaiser on tonight? If so, go ahead and speak up. Okay, well, if no one has anything to say, I'll say, Minister Sheila, you bless me with your message on tonight to just speak and say how, you know, people get mad if you don't do for them. It, you know, the daughters, the sons, and a lot of times adults get mad when you don't do for them. You know, it's like, I know the word of God said a man don't work, don't eat. And a lot of times people think that's for a job, but sometimes you got to work at giving respect to others. Sometimes you have to work at acknowledging others. Sometimes you have to just work at, as possibly like what you have said to me, sometimes people need to practice the shut up ministry. Sometimes you have to work at that stuff. And a lot of times people think you owe them stuff, you know, but they don't work at shutting up. They don't work at giving respect. They don't work at acknowledging. They don't work at sometimes just saying, I'm sorry. They don't work at what it takes to acknowledge someone else's, you know, I don't want to just say immaturity. They don't acknowledge that when someone else needs to just let known that I see you, you know, I hear you. You know, a lot of times just a smile would take you a long way, but when people don't get what they want, sometimes they take that situation a long way. So I thank you for speaking on that tonight. I thank you for just enlightening us to what we ought to be aware of, that when you are addressing your children or children are addressing their parents or even their elders, don't just think how good it's going to sound or you're going to feel when you say something. Remember there's consequences to things you say, whether they're good or bad. Sometimes you can say something and the consequences of it, you get blessed. And sometimes you can say something and the consequences is you're going to be counted out or you're not going to get blessed. You're going to get blessed out. So there's consequences to your actions. There's consequences to your vocal, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, or whether it's just verbally. There's consequences to it. So I thank you for accepting the will to have a chance to minister to us on tonight. I thank you for just taking the time out to just tell us to open our mouth and just thank God. Thank God. Just thank God. Thank God. Thank God. And at the same time, acknowledge your attitude according to how you treat people, not just according to what you want. So I really was blessed. I enjoyed your lesson on tonight. It really touched me. I enjoyed it. And I just want to offer again, is there anyone that's on the line that's listening, if you have anything to say to Minister Sheila Kaiser? Because normally Sheila Kaiser, is quiet. She's more of a person in the background. She's not always a front person. But for her to just speak from her heart to us tonight, is there anyone that just would like to encourage her and, you know, just let her know you were blessed by her message? The lines are open. Okay, well, tonight we're going to just ask you all not to forget about this ministry, not to forget about the men and women of God that's associated with this ministry, not to forget to tag your friends and family, you know, whether you're on Facebook or you're just talking to them. Remind them, as well as put it on your calendar, remind yourself that we are here on Monday nights. We are here on Friday nights. We are here on Sunday mornings. That we even are here in the archives. So if you need to get in touch and pull the archives up, if you need to do what you need to do to hear a message from yesteryear or from yesterday or from last Friday or whatever day you need, write these messages down. You know, get your little book and write down who spoke on what and what they spoke on, and put your little keynotes down that you may need to remind you what the ministry was about, what the service on that night or that day was, that you can go back and you can hear it again. Because sometime you need to have that refreshing in your spirit. Sometime you need to hear it one more again, as we say sometimes. Sometime you may have missed it the first time, and you will say, I don't remember hearing that. Or I didn't hear that. You may have got distracted because you were moving around with the man or woman of God was ministering. But I'm asking you to write it down and just go back and ask for the archives. Or just when you sit down, lay down, or stand back and say your prayer and God touched your heart to ask for the archives, you could just say, God, give me a date to say, ask for that date, because it may be something that God needs you to hear that you didn't hear. You may have missed that service. So I'm asking you to don't forget about our Shopping Eye Smile 3 ministries. This ministry is not just here. This ministry was sent to you on purpose. This ministry was for a right now word. This ministry is for setting free. This ministry is for setting up. This ministry is for counting you in, not counting you out, but counting you in, that when you do count down, you can say, God, I remember a year ago how you brought me out. Well, you know, this ministry is to teach you to lap like dogs, to drink the water like dogs, not teach you to walk around with your head high. Like Apostle Elect just said, she just walked around singing Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. First, she was saying it, but then it got down in her spirit and in her soul that she began to sing Jesus, 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 and how it started to minister to her, and that how that thing got loose in the atmosphere. And she said it changed immediately. Learn how to go to God and truth and spirit and just start saying Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Whether you have to sing it, say it, hum it or pray it, but know that when you invite God in and you do it on purpose, you heard me say purpose. I said it like that so you would know. There's a purpose and there's purpose. When you do it on purpose, that you are inviting God in. You know, I remember growing up, and I used to like to look at the movies on Sundays where they had the werewolves and the vampires and all that, but the vampire would always say, he can't come in unless you invite him. Well, you know, that's what Jesus is like. That's what the Spirit of God is like. He's a gentleman. I promise you, if you invite him in, he will change your atmosphere. From within, before it can be done without, he will change your atmosphere. When they look at you, they will say there's something new. Is it her makeup? Because God can be your foundation. They'll want to look at you and say, is it a new blush? God can put a smile on you that brighten up your skin and make your hot cheekbones look high. They'll wonder, is it that she got some lip gloss or something on? But God can make your mouth just water with his love, where every time you see people, you would just want to speak love over them, pray love over them. Just know that when God is operating in your life, there's something different about you that you won't snap out like you used to. You will pray it out. You won't just go up and, like Apostle Elect was saying, just say, I'm old enough, because I've said it. I'm old enough to say whatever I want to say. But God will say, you know, that you don't be an old fool. Don't be a new fool. Just be a fool about Jesus Christ. That's the only fool you need to be. God will tell you to just shut up sometimes. God will say, no, you don't need to say nothing. And people will look and say, something different, because she ain't acting like she used to. And they'll want to know, what is that thing that you put on? It ain't got to be a new perfume. You know, not unless you just spraying on you Jesus 777. You know, you can get that new fragrance, you know, that says, I don't have to act like this no more. Because the God on the inside has done something to make it show on the outside that is not about me, how I feel or how I act. And I just thank God. That was our message that Minister Sheila had brought out tonight. It's basically not about how you feel or how you act. If you allow God to be in control, you allow God to be in charge, you allow God to do what God do, and only God could do. I thank God for covering Apostle Elect on this weekend. I said it earlier and I'll say it again. What the devil meant for evil, God will use it for his good. The devil got so mad that he couldn't kill her over the weekend. He thought he could take it to work and make her, you know, disgusted, upset, and just let her act a certain way. But I remember Apostle Elect told me at the beginning of the year that God had ministered to her heart and her spirit and said, he only allowed what she accept. And because she didn't accept them handling her a certain way, and then she didn't go back and try to correct it, but she went to her source and said, I look to the hills for which cometh my help, because my help cometh from the Lord. Because she went to the Lord and said, God, you are my Lord and Savior, and I'm trusting you concerning this situation. She may not have used those words, but in her spirit, she said, God, I trust you that you will deliver me even from this right here. They're not going to handle me like I am a piece of trash, because God said that she has a special place in his heart and in his eye. The things I know, because she's my blood sister as well as my prayer partner, I know what God has done, what God is doing, and what God is going to do for her. Because when they made that record, they should have put on there, was dedicated to Jesus from Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, falling in love with Jesus. When they made that record, I know for a fact Apostle Elect was the one that was singing that song faithfully when she fell in love with Jesus. I haven't saw her two-timer. I haven't saw her sneak off behind him. I haven't saw her break bad on him. I haven't saw her talk about if she could only go this way or that way. I haven't saw her do that or heard her do it. All I know is she keeps saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It's me, oh Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer. And I thank God for covering her on this week, brother, weekend, as well as the week. But I thank God because what the devil meant for evil. Sometimes you can see people and they're always smiling and they dress nice, smell nice, look nice, ride nice, walk nice, and they have a nice personality. But you don't know what people are going through. And I thank God that he has gave her a spirit that's not a pity spirit, that's not a always crying, I'm broke, I'm the one, I never. She walks around because she knows where her strength comes from. And I thank God she has been faithful to this ministry. Even with doing everything she's doing, she's a mother, she's a boss, she's a minister, she's also a student. And everything that she does, she still finds time for her family. I don't have to say she finds time for God because the proof is there. Yes, it may sound like I'm building her up, but I'm telling you, I just said sometimes you have to tell people, I see you. I have people that be around me sometimes, and I tell them, don't forget to tell people, I see you. I see you over there. Because you need to encourage people. My sister's standing in a place where she don't have no family. If something happens, we can't even get to her, not within a certain amount of time. It takes time to even get to her. But when you know that you know that you know that Jesus is on the main line, she don't just tell him what she wants. Before she do anything, she asks God, what do you have for me to do? And with me knowing that Apostle Alexia lives like that, I know that God covers her. I know that God blesses her. And I declare today that everything that's up against her, that God will put the axe at the root. Not only will he cut it out, but what the enemy meant for evil will become for her good, will bless her, and they will have to give everything back to her tenfold. Even those that put their mouth on her, they will be like the ones that they, when he said, I told you to curse them, they're going to have to bless them. I declare that in the name of Jesus, if nothing else. Before I take it back, I'll add more to it. And I declare the same thing over Minister Sheila. Regardless what they have said or regardless what they're saying, when they look up, they're going to say, nobody but God. Nobody but God. These two ladies are my blood sister, our mom and our dad. We know where we come from. We know the way we were raised. We know what God put in us, and we know what we are here to do. And I thank God for the man that spoke it over our life, that when we join together to do what God had told us to do, because our mother put it in us, I thank God for the blessing and having us in our right mind and willing and able to work with one another to make sure that we get the word of God out to his people. Every knee must bow. Every knee must bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And before we tell you anything else, we will tell you this. Jesus is the Lord of today, yesterday, and tomorrow. He hasn't changed. There's nothing new under the sun but us and our attitudes. We don't even think it's new. Only reason we think it's new because we think we know a new thing. But God said there's nothing new. So whatever we think we can think of, he already died on the cross for it before we even thought. It's been tried over and over and over. So on that note, we're going to say we trust God. We thank God. Apostle Elect, I love you. I see you, and I'm constantly praying for you. Minister Sheila, I love you, and I see you, and I'm constantly praying for you because I know that God will bless this ministry. All we got to do is just stay faithful, even when we don't feel like it, even when we don't think about it or look like it. We got to stay faithful. So for I will speak it along with Minister Sheila, Dr. Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I thank God that you had the nerve, you had the courage, and you found the ability and the way to bring forth Smile 3. Because I don't care what it looked like, God is doing a new thing, a greater thing that the world will get to know. One day, the world will know your name, Dr. Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser. And I thank God that I am your sister, as well as Minister Sheila. We thank God for you. You are the younger of us too. But even in the Bible, they told us about the twins. Well, the younger one ended up being blessed by the older one. You know, so I'm going to end that right now, and I'm going to ask Minister Sheila to pray us out, and we will give you the final remarks of tonight's bulletin.
God, Father, I ask you to look upon us tonight. Lord, I thank you for the messages. I thank you for the word. I thank you for the comments. I thank you for the life that you have blessed us to come into. Lord, I thank you for covering us all. I thank you for all that might have been listening, however they was able to listen. But, Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for this day that you have given us another day to love and to treasure you. Lord, look over all of us, bless us through this day, and to teach and send your angels to the unbelievers to let them know you are and the only one to be in love with, to treasure, and to look up to. But without you, we would not be. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We want to say thank you all again for tuning in on this fifth Monday night, July the 30th, 2018. We would like to say we will be here next Monday, which will be the first. And if God didn't say anything different, Dr. Serena Wright will be our speaker. Don't forget, we're also here on Friday. That will be the first Friday of the month, which the speaker of Fridays is the same every Friday, which is our own Elder Kendall, who's here with us from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. She will be speaking on God Still Heals. You may even be able to catch her live on Facebook. And every Sunday morning, we are here at 8:30 Central Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, with our very own Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser, and they will be talking about Let's Talk. I'm going to also ask you all at this time, I forgot to mention it earlier, but I would like to say now, please keep our very own Minister Brandon Kaiser and his wife, Michaela Kaiser, in your prayers, that God will do what he's going to do concerning their marriage. They are newlyweds still, and we want to just say, God, we thank you for their union. And with that being said, I want to tell you that we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. We also want to remind you that our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So don't forget, we love you with the love of the Lord, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Keep God first, and everything else will fall in place. Amen.